Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Investigators have boarded the 9,000-foot freighter that caused the Francis Scott Key Bridge to collapse in the port of Baltimore. Divers pulled two bodies from the water on Wednesday. NPR's Joel Rose reports that four others are presumed dead.
Authorities in Maryland say the bodies of the two men were located inside a red pickup truck submerged in about 25 feet of water. Maryland police identified the men as Alejandro Hernandez Fuentes, 35, who was from Mexico and lived in Baltimore, and Dorleon Roniel Castillo Cabrera, 26, who was from Guatemala and lived in Dundalk, Maryland. Based on sonar scans, authorities believe that the other vehicles with victims inside are trapped under wreckage from the collapsed bridge. They believe all six of the deceased were construction workers who were fixing potholes on an overnight shift. All hailed from Mexico or Central America. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
For a second time since the start of the war in Gaza, a State Department official has publicly resigned in protest of U.S. support for Israel. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on the departure of a Middle East expert who was working on human rights and democracy issues.
At first, Anel Schielein was planning to leave quietly after just 1 year on a fellowship at the department, but she tells NPR that some of her former colleagues who also oppose military aid to Israel wanted her to speak out.
The level of destruction and devastation, these horrifying videos of children and the starvation, I think people are really, really affected by that.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller acknowledges the range of views within the agency. He says Secretary of State Antony Blinken reads all the dissent cables and responds to feedback, especially on the need to get more aid into Gaza. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
A report by the UN High Commissioner on Human Rights finds that Russian troops are killing Ukrainian prisoners of war. NPR's Polina Litvinova reports that at least 32 Ukrainian POWs have been executed this winter.
UN's representatives interviewed 60 prisoners of war recently released from Russian captivity. They'd been held for anywhere from several weeks to almost 2 years. The vast majority testified that they were tortured or ill-treated by Russian authorities during their captivity. The most common methods of torture included beatings, electric shocks, threats of execution, mock executions, and positional torture. More than half of those ex-POWs said they had been subjected to sexual violence. For security reasons, Ukraine does not disclose the total number of missing servicemen who could potentially have been captured by the Russians. Polina Litvinova, NPR News, Kyiv. Yep.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR. Hezbollah is claiming responsibility for Wednesday's airstrikes on northern Israel. The Lebanese militant group says the attacks were in response to an Israeli strike that killed seven people at a center linked to a Sunni Muslim group in south Lebanon. There have been near-daily airstrikes across the Israeli-Lebanon border since the October 7th Hamas attack that sparked the war in Gaza. The white supremacists who defaced a mural of tennis and civil rights icon Arthur Ashe have had their day in a Virginia court. From member station WVTF, Brad Kuttner has the story.
In 2021, members of Patriot Front videotaped themselves spray painting over a mural of Richmond native Arthur Ashe in a majority black neighborhood. A group of unnamed locals filed Ku Klux Klan Act claims. That Reconstruction era law allows private citizens to challenge conspiracies to violate their civil rights. The complaint was against the group, 9 named defendants and 19 unnamed. In a federal courtroom Wednesday, a lawyer for some of the named defendants asked federal district judge Hannah Luck to dismiss the claims, arguing the group was participating in First Amendment-protected activity. A lawyer for the plaintiff says the vandalism was an act of intimidation in violation of the Ku Klux Klan Act. Luck said she'd rule quickly on the Patriot Front members' motion to dismiss. For NPR News, I'm Brad Kuttner in Richmond.
The three white men who killed black jogger Ahmaud Arbery 4 years ago are asking an appeals court to throw out their hate crimes conviction. The defendants admit riding in a pickup and chasing Arbery along a Georgia road before gunning him down, but say it wasn't hate. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Lisa. Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Visit Lisa.com to learn more. That's LEESA.com.